First, I want to thank all of you and my host, the Center of the International Center of the Law and Religion in Brigham Young University, invite me to be here. I'm so honored to share something about religion and law in China. First, I give you some very rough idea about religion's situation in China. Maybe some of you already know the religion situation. Some are not. So here are just the quick facts to show what happened in China on religion. According to government, our official's announcement, we have almost 100 million religion believers. But according to academic scholars' research recently, probably over 300 million believers. That's a big difference. For the religion, we have five recognized religions, which is Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, Protestant, and Roman Catholic. Okay, someone may say, may ask, why is only five? It's just a very simple reason, because in 1949, when Communist Party took over power, it was five religions. So they recognized five religions until today. For the rest of religion, it's just so complicated. We can talk later. For all the religions, government has some numbers, give you an idea. This is just a number announced by government or recognized by government. Who are a religion believer? This is a very different understanding. Before, people say, oh, it's just an old lady in a rural area, no education. But recently, if you go to China, you meet people who are religion believer, no matter in the Buddhism or Protestant. It's just a very different situation you can tell. Very high education, holds a degree. someone white collar working in the urban. The bottom line of the religion situation is we haven't opened the free market for religion yet. So no free market for religion. And the demand and the supply is not balanced. This is from an economical point of view. But from political view, that's more complicated, which is in what kind of degree government want to share power with people, which related to NGO, how much government want to open this society for civil society. Okay, for each religion, we have a different issues or problem, or we have each own characteristic. For the Taoism, this is a native religion in China, probably the weakest religion in China. The influence is very small. Buddhism, that's most influential or popular religion in China. Hard to say how many, but this is a religion considered as one of the Chinese culture or tradition. We have three major denominations or schools for the Buddhism. One is Han Buddhism, mainly in inner China. Then Tibetan Buddhism, mainly in Tibet and inner Mongolia. And some Buddhism in Yunnan, which is Sri Lanka or Burma. This shows three schools. For Islam, this is a big problem currently. They are all in the northwest on the border, mainly in Xinjiang, for 10 minority groups, 14 million. Roman Catholics. This is another issue. I don't know whether the 5 million is accurate, but at least 5 million. It's not as very big as a Protestant, but this is some numbers the government recognized. For Protestant, this is a real problem. The problem is, it's just because a complicated situation among the Protestant itself. Recognized or registered official church and unregistered church, we call the house church. Government side, we have 18 million or maybe 20 million. But someone, according to academic research or scholars, they think probably 50 or 60 million. Some China ministry work, they may say 100 million. So I will say in the middle, 50 or 60 million probably is pretty true or conservative estimates. The issue for the Protestant our Christian church is house church is a problem for several decades. It's not just recently, but started from 1949 till today. Never served. The house church is everywhere. It's just a phenomenon. You cannot ignore it. Where are the house churches located? Mostly in the inner China, Henan or Shandong, but also in the big city like Beijing or Shanghai. This shows some pictures. For the Roman Catholics, there's a similar issue. China cut down the relation with the Pope in 1957-58. Since then, the government appointed the bishop. So there is issue, who should have a right to appoint the bishop? So China negotiated with Roma for the normalization, but never reached the point because of this right. So the Catholic has an underground church who loyalty to Roma. Then government has a patriarchal church which organized by government. So this picture shows Tibetan Buddhism. This picture I took in Lhasa 2 months ago when I was in Lhasa and Rikaza. You can see people worship in the biggest temple, Da Zhao Si. After the people, you see the armed policemen. Each 3 minutes, they just go around, never stop with a gun. There is a tension there. And this is a new Panchen Lama, recognized by government, maybe not by the Dalai Lama. Islam recently caused a big problem in Xinjiang. You all know that by report. The problem for the Buddhism is not real political problem, but it's another kind of issue, which is a lot of unproved or improved temples built everywhere. They just built the temple according to themselves without government's permit. So overall, for the religion, there is a very fundamental issue, which is, are they legal or illegal? So legal status is always an issue for every religion. Besides that, as I said, the underground church for Catholics, house church for Protestant, we have other issues for the other religions. Look this, you all know that we were there yesterday in the temple of Salt Lake City. So Mormon, is Mormon a religion or not? Orthodox. Can Orthodox have a church in China? This man is from Israel. He wants to find the roots or something about Jewish in Shanghai. can they recognize by government as a religion? Besides this religion, we have something else we call the folk belief. It's no name for them, or they have a name, like a Mazu. It's hard to say they are religion or not, but they are just the people. Very big number. Every year, they have lots of activities. What you call them? No name, no recognition. So that's very complicated. So who is controlling religion? Government set up all the administration office from top to lowest level, called RAB, Religion Affairs Bureau. They changed the name recent years, called SARA, State Administration of Religion Affairs. This is their office in Beijing, the highest one. Since 1991 till today, government use regulation, which is not a law, but functioned like a law, plus administrative office to control religion. There is an issue among all the religions, which is, do government treat all the religion, we talk the recognized religion, equal or not? Regardless of the unrecognized religion, they are illegal, so we don't need to talk them. Even for the recognized religion, still different. For Buddhism, government spent huge money recently, try to support them, grow them, favor them, as well as Taoism and Confucianism. The purpose is try to small other religions' space, make we call the foreign religion weak. Otherwise, government field, if we treat the religion same, the Christianity or maybe Protestant growing too fast, but Buddhism we support should grow up, but may not be big enough. So they make a different policy towards a different religion instead of treat all the religion bad like before. So it's a little different or big different. The reason we do that is because some concern in Communist Party's heart, which is if someone as a believer of Protestant or Roman Catholics, are they loyal to their religion or the Communist Party or China? It's always an issue. So most of religion group, they have some kind of issue, but for the minority, they are all the religion believers. So when you talk the religion, it's part of the issue is a minority issue. In the year 2004, China established or passed the first regulation on religion, which is not law. This is a big problem. It's a legal problem, violates the constitution, because we don't have a law on religion. Then government make an administrative regulation function like law without approved by legislation, by Congress. This is our constitution. According to Constitution, Article number 36, Chinese citizen enjoy the freedom of religion, but there is no law actually can implement, can protect the rights of religious freedom. That's why all the local government can move freely. Lots of conflicts, tension between government and the religion believer. It's just because the different understanding on the regulation and the constitution. Since that, I started to do things, try to switch power from administration office to rule of law. This is the headquarter of Chinese Academy of Social Science, where I'm working there as a government think tank. We hold a conference to talk religion and the law, try to understand what is the relation between religion and the law, or religion and the state. What is the church-state separation issues? Church autonomy, church finance, all these kind of issues. Who should register church, or whether government should be a judge to give a definition, who is a real good religion, who is bad religion, or is religion or not religion. Everyone understand the rule of law is good. Why we need to make a law? Government think if we have a law, we can control religion, we can rule religion, regulating religion. People think if we have a law, we can protect the religion. Different group has a different idea on the rule of law, on religion. This one is just to get a position, promote as a director of SARA, State Administration of Religion Affairs, Wang Zuan, Mr. Wang Zuan, who was my former colleague 20 years ago. And his boss, Ye Xiaowen, has gone 2 weeks ago. And this person is a chairman of Three Self Church of all Christianity in China. So they make things look like we have all perfect religion freedom on Christian. But it's very controversial. It depends who you are and where you ask. Because we have this kind of issue, I start to do things, try to change all the situation on religion and fees in China. To make a change, probably we need to make change from constitutional level instead of just focus on one case, one meeting place, or one religion. This is a history or track, start from year 2002 till year 2008. Continue to have a conference, symposium to talk religion and law or rule of law. Last year, I hosted a conference on house church, first time in China's or in Chinese history to openly, publicly talk what is a house church, who is house church, why is house church, and how can we deal with them? Invite the government officials, house church leaders, medias, and intellectuals, let them to talk. What's the problem? And international symposium we hosted in China. On the back, you may see this gentleman very high, called Durham. And some, this is the largest law university in Chongqing, produced 60% lawyers, judges in China. We had a conference there to talk about religion and the rule of law. This one is Oslo, Norway. We moved our conference to Oslo. Each 2 years, we had international symposium on religion and the rule of law. That's just one of them. Last year, we back to China, say Calderon, and our chairman today, where it is, I cannot see you. It must be, can you find yourself? Okay. Here is, okay. This is our host, the co-sponsor Cole, and that's me. Government. Put this news on the main voice, People's Daily, Guangming Daily. It means government also paid attention on this kind of efforts because this is an issue. Certain China Morning Post reported this. This is back to year 2002. We had the first religion and the politics symposium. The conclusions, China's religious problem needs a political change. It's not just one single issue. If we don't have a civil society, we have no NGOs, it's very difficult to give privilege for the religion group because we need freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom of belief. Religion freedom require all these three freedom. If we don't have that three freedom, you cannot only give a religion group this three freedom without the majority of people who are non-believer. So that is a problem beyond the religion issue. Although we had a success on economy or economical reform. So legislation, comprehensive law, or make a law, rule of law on religion is very necessary. But even we have a law, it never means we solved all the problem. If we don't have a law, we have no legal base. Once we have a law, we still need to work like this, jaywalk. We have a traffic control here. It's a light is red. People just ignore that, continue to walk while the vehicles goes, and someone even walk here. So is this a nation under the rule of law or not? It takes a while for us to get the common understanding. We believe we will have a bright future, but we have to work on that. Thank you.